You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
It is an uncomfortable feeling to be in the eye of the storm.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, you plant your footsteps in the sea and walk upon the storm. By your strength, your grace, your forgiveness, help us to find our way through the turbulence of life to the rest which you have prepared for those who love the day of the appearing of your Son, even Jesus, our Savior. Amen. In the eye of the storm, Jesus Christ said, "My soul is very sorrowful, even unto death. My soul is weighed down with horror and sadness, even to the point of death. Stay here. Stay awake with me." The eye of the storm is a center around which turbulent winds are blowing. For the moment, everything is quiet. The sun may even be shining, but within the hour, the winds will begin to blow again as the storm continues on its way, maybe more violent than before. It is an uncomfortable feeling. I know how it feels. Some years ago, I was at a conference for families attached to the United States Air Force in the Far East. We were at Baguio, a city in the mountains of the Philippine Islands, some distance north of Manila. A typhoon had been raging in that part of the Pacific, and predictions were that it would strike the island of Luzon the next day. During the night, the storm began to rage. Towards dawn, the whole area on top of the mountains was enveloped in thick clouds with heavy rain falling. We turned on our radios and found that the storm was heading directly toward us. Everyone attending the conference was called into the main hall, where we conducted our meetings, had our meals, and engaged in various activities associated with the meeting. An officer announced that orders had come from headquarters for everyone to stay that day in the main building, and no one was to venture out. An hour or two later, the announcement was made that the eye of the storm was now centered directly over Baguio, where we were. We went right ahead with the program as it had been planned. Songs were sung, and people engaged in the study of the Bible, which was on the program for that day. As I remember it, there was no panic, no frantic running hither and yon, no fervent expressions of fear, not even looks of worry. The only worry I noticed was that some of the young people were concerned about their parents back home, who would hear that their children were in the eye of the storm and would be worried about them. We all stayed inside all day, as the storm hit again when the eye had passed over the area. We kept right on doing what we had planned to do. By early evening, the whole thing was over, and as we look back on it, a lot of people said it wouldn't have been necessary to stay inside all day as we had done. I can say honestly that at no time was I worried about myself. I was worried, as those young people were, about their parents far away from the eye of the storm. What they would be thinking, never imagining how we were going calmly about our business. In the eye of the storm, our Lord was concerned about his men, what they would think and feel when the storm hit in the next few days. It was to bring him what he had predicted, contempt, humiliation, degradation, and death. None of that is pleasant. Nobody can put a good face on death. Death is an enemy, the Bible says, and so it is. Death did not come to Jesus Christ as a welcome release. It was a struggle right up to the end. It was that for him as it is for every one of us. You can't put a good face on a struggle that ends in death. It's the lot of man to die. Nothing is more common to all men than to die. That's the one thing I know about you, and the one thing you know about me. We are going to die. You may not like to face the fact, but we deserve to die. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of that sin is death. It's the one fact of life that affects everybody. Death came even harder to Jesus Christ because he did not deserve to die. Of all men in this wide world of ours, he did not deserve to die. He chose to die. The storm hit him just as it does everybody else. In his case, it was not of necessity but by choice. Still, he felt as all of us do. When the eye of the storm came overhead, he said, "My soul is crushed with sadness to the point of death." His men have reported to us what he said, so that we might know that he was one with us in everything, even in this. Jesus Christ died for our sins, not for his, but for ours. People find it hard to believe, because that's not the way things are done in this world of ours. There are moments of heroism when a man will give his life to save someone else. But that only prolongs the agony. Death still comes to the person who has been saved, though the agony of it has been postponed to a later time. When Jesus Christ died, something else happened. He died for the sins of the world. He died to save people for all time. With him, death is transformed into life. Death is different because Jesus Christ died. So is life. It's different because Jesus Christ died and rose again. There is still death, but there's also resurrection. Death has not been eliminated, but it has been overcome. Death is still an enemy, but it has been defeated. That's life, with faith in Jesus Christ, that he really died and is really alive. Really alive. It's good news for people living in the eye of the storm. That's the one piece of good news I can give to a woman who writes that her mother has died, her sister has died, her husband is ill, and there are no children left around the house because they have all grown up. She feels lost and wonders whether anybody cares. Yes, there's one who cares. He sent his son. That son died for us all. He knows what death is. He knows how people live their lives in the eye of the storm, waiting for the turbulence to strike, and not knowing from which direction it will come. He knows. He cares. And he does. He does for everyone, because he is God's Son who died for all and is alive. At the close of last year, I talked to the parents of a 17-year-old boy named Peter who had died while on a mountain climb in the San Bernardino Mountains in California. That morning, he had been on a prayer vigil with some of his friends at 4:30. At 6 o'clock in the morning, he left on this mountain climbing expedition. A rock crumbled, and he fell. His parents were desolate, as well they might be. They sent me a little talk their son delivered 2 weeks before to a group of young people from the Word of God in 1 John. "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, in order that you may know that you have eternal life." At the beginning of the talk, young Peter asked, "If you were to die right now, or if Christ were to return right now, and you had to stand before the throne of God in judgment, what would be the verdict? Are you sure that you would go to heaven? Or are you like many people who just hope that they will go to heaven? Or are you like another group that doesn't even believe that there is a heaven?" He went on to say, as John had said, "We can know. In Jesus Christ, we can have total assurance." He said that he had come to this assurance himself. Peter asked, "Have you ever been where it's real dark and you get scared? You really get frightened as to what is out there in the darkness to hurt you, shoot you, or stab you, and you are really afraid?" "Well, I haven't any situations just like that, but I have been afraid of things like that before. I've been afraid that I might die." Yet why should we be afraid to die? We can know that we have eternal life. We don't have to hope for it. If we think about it, we can say, wow, if we get killed, far out, we shall be with the Lord. That's young Peter talking. And he added, I've come to that assurance. One of my favorite songs is a short one. Its chorus has a deep meaning for me. The words are, when I get to heaven, I'm going to walk with Jesus. When I get to heaven, I'm going to see his face. When I get to heaven, I'm going to talk to Jesus, saved by his wonderful grace. Peter's parents sent that little talk to me with a little note of their own. You were most kind and loving to a heartbroken family. We thought that nothing could replace the loss that we felt at Peter's sudden death. Yet the love that we received from you and others has been a great help. We all feel that God used you when he put his strong arm of love around us to lead us through the valley of the shadow of death. We felt God's love, and we are truly grateful. When I read that, I had to think of something St. John said. By this we know that we have passed from death to life, because we love our brothers. That's not unimportant, the love of our brothers. It's a sign of passing from death to life. It's the kind of thing people have the courage to do when they have faith in Jesus Christ. They love the brotherhood. In the eye of the storm, Jesus Christ said, my soul is crushed with sorrow. Stay here. Stay awake with me. His men found that hard to do. Sorrow weighs people down, sometimes to the point of going to sleep. They just forget and try to escape. Not so with Jesus Christ. He's awake and alive. He wants his people to be awake and alive with love. That takes some doing, but it's well worth the effort. It helps people over the rough spots when the going gets tough. It helps to face the storm when you don't know from which direction the next blow will come. It helps a lot to love. It helps those who love as it helps those who are loved. Jesus Christ went through the eye of the storm right into the face of the raging winds. He braced his shoulders against it, and he went. His Father honored him for that, by giving him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. He's for you, my friend. He did what he had to do for you. Only he could do it. He died for your sins as nobody else could. Only you could die for your sins. And he did that for you. He died for you, that you might put your faith in him. And from this time on, live not to yourself, but to him who for your sake died and rose again. It's a new way to live. And it's the only way to die, with faith in him. You may feel yourself at this moment in the eye of the storm. You don't know what's going to hit you next. You wonder where to turn. There seems to be no way to turn with the storm all around you. In the eye of the storm, Jesus Christ is right there with you. He's in the eye of the storm. Take his hand and go with him. Let him lead you. Follow where he leads. He's your Savior as he is mine. Both of us can trust in him. And together we shall have life in him. His forgiveness, his life, his strength, his love help you to breast the storm. Win through with him to his rest and to life eternal. Amen.